It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Phil, you're trying to get me in trouble. I know what you're doing here. Oh, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wake Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. If you missed parts of last week's John Whitmer Show, we've got you covered. We post clips from all the shows, post single hours, little clips of each episode, as well as the entire audio file. Lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show.
2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court declined to let the Biden administration enforce portions of a new rule that includes protections for discrimination for transgender students under Title IX while legal proceedings continue. With us now to expose just how truly radical the new policy is a dear friend of the show, Riley Gaines. She is a true leader defending women's single-sex spaces, advocating for equality and fairness, and standing up for women's safety, privacy, and equal opportunity. Riley has made waves for speaking out after tying University of Pennsylvania's Leah Thomas, a biological male swimmer, on the women's team at the 2022 NCAA Division I Women's Swimming and Diving Championships. Riley now works for the leading women's organization, making real and lasting change, protecting Title IX and defending women's rights to single-sex spaces and equal opportunities. She's traveled the country speaking and has testified before the Senate and the House and countless state legislatures. Riley, thank you so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, it is always a joy to be on with you. You were really one of the first people, a little over 2 years ago now, to allow me to, spread awareness of what was happening, to share how we felt at that national championships, where, of course, we had to compete and change in a locker room with a man. And so I'm really indebted to you. And so thank you
Oh, that, now that right there is so nice of you to say. And my wife absolutely loves you, by the way. And I think so fondly about those first conversations. And so much has changed for you since then. I mean, shoot, what, a couple weeks ago, you're on the stage with Donald Trump. You've been testifying all across the country. You've got a new book out. I let me start by asking you this. You know, looking back now, everything that you've gone through. By the way, you're married. Congratulations. having gone through all of that, wouldn't you have just rather competed against a gal, beat her, and won? I mean, would you want to do this all over again?
Now, John, that's way too reasonable. That makes way too much sense.
Yeah, you could have graduated college and gone off to a cubicle somewhere.
Wouldn't that have been nice? No, really, though. I was in dental school after college, set to be, you know, on my way to be a dentist. Actually, an endodontist is what I was set to specialize in, which is root canals, weirdly enough. And so to say my life has really done a 180 would be an understatement. But, you know, through the ups and the downs, the whirlwind of it all, well, it's never a fight I wanted to be in. And to be very clear, even still, I don't want to be in this fight. It's a necessary one. It's a worthwhile one. And I would argue that it's an urgent one. So 10 times out of 10, I would do it again.
Let's talk a little bit about that recent Supreme Court ruling. All members of the court, which surprised me, agreed that the key disputed changes, including the new definition of sex discrimination to include gender identity and the restrictions on same-sex spaces, should remain blocked while the cases go through the courts. It seems like a major win in the fight for integrity of women's sports. Are you confident? Do you feel like the court might be leaning in our direction?
Totally. To be clear, there was a couple misleading headlines surrounding this win, and I think a lot of people interpreted it as the end-all, the Supreme Court struck down Title IX, the Biden-Harris administration's rewrite of Title IX, which is a great thing for women and girls. And while the Supreme Court ruling was certainly a victory, we are still in the midst of this battle.
Right.
But nonetheless, we celebrate these wins. And so all of that to say, I certainly believe that when the Supreme Court finally hears a Title IX case, whether it's the case from Idaho conjoined with West Virginia, which I believe that will be the case, I hold this hope in my heart that there are still enough common sense Supreme Court justices who serve, our nation, who will understand why Title IX was implemented, what its original what it was supposed to do, what it has done effectively for 52 years, they will understand the threat that is imposed by the progressive policies that have been pushed. And if, God forbid, if Kamala Harris and Waltz get in the White House in November, that will continue to be pushed by this rewrite.
Boy, it's almost like you read my mind. I'm glad you segued into that, because I was going to ask you about Kamala Harris. You know, she just this week did the interview with CNN, the first after, 40 days of being the nominee. And she hasn't released a whole lot of policy positions, but she has stated that she fully supports the Biden-Harris Title IX revisions. Why do you think so many on the left, and women in particular, seem to be so supportive of allowing biological males to compete in women's and girls' sports?
Well, you mentioned, answering the question of how I feel, what I think about this. I think it's ironic, really. I mean, so ironic that it would be laughable, that it would be comical if there weren't real consequences to it.
Right.
Because we saw it at the DNC. We saw it from Kamala Harris. We saw it from virtually every single speaker, even speakers like Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, who is a middle-aged man who sat up there and talked about women's rights to abort and dismember a developing child in the womb. They claim to be the party of and for women, yet this is the same party that can't even define what a woman is.
Right.
And so how in the world can you claim to defend what you can't even define? And so I think the hypocrisy, the double standard, the irony of it, again, it would objectively be funny if there weren't real life implications of it. And so I'm not surprised that Kamala Harris has doubled down on this. We heard it many times in her first interview that she had to have her hand held by Tim Walz. She said, you know, my values have not changed. She said that. You heard it loud and clear. She's been in the White House for 3.5 years now, and she said her values have not changed. Remember that in November when you go to the ballot box.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because I hope people do remember that, and I hope the Trump campaign runs ads that show her saying one thing, doing something else, show the previous stuff in 2019 and 2020, and then play that little clip where she says, my values haven't changed. Because you're right, her values haven't changed. We're talking with author and co-host of Outkick's Gains for Girls podcast, Riley Gaines. Riley, I have to ask you about the Paris Olympics. We saw at the Olympics, we saw a biological male win a gold medal in, you know, again, it'd be laughable if it wasn't sad, women's boxing. Meanwhile, a transgender golfer, Haley Davidson, has now moved on to the next round of Q School, which is the qualifying rounds to actually make it onto the LPGA, where he's vying for his LPGA tour card. And, you know, the one organization that hasn't weighed in on either of these is the National Organization of Women. We're not hearing a whole lot from female athletes speaking out against this nonsense. Why is that?
Well, to answer first about these feminist groups, right, like the National Organization of Women, which if you think about it, this was the group who originally fought for Title IX, credit
right.
where credit is due. I mean, 50, 60, 70 years ago, they've been the leading feminist group. But now, again, in 2024, this is the same group that is undermining everything they once fought for. So not only are they really being silent, they are the ones on the front lines pushing these policies across the line. Same thing with the National Women's Law Center, a law center dedicated to fighting for and maintaining the rights of women. Same thing with Billie Jean King. Same thing with Megan Rapinoe. Again, these people who claim to champion women. But to answer the question of, you know, why, where are the athletes? Where are the women who have had to compete against these men? Why aren't they saying something? A couple reasons. One, first and foremost, these athletes are terrified. They understand, well, they've been threatened first and foremost. They've been emotionally blackmailed into believing that they are the problem, that they must be kind, that they must be inclusive, that they must be okay with seeing a naked male genitalia, or else, you know, here are some educational services to help you be okay with it. I've talked to many of the boxers, actually, the female boxers who fought against these men. One girl in particular from Turkey who was in tears talking, saying that the backlash that she's faced for even having to compete against him has been asinine, and it's been enough to keep her from publicly declaring that what happened was unfair.
This happened to you. I remember when we first talked, that very first interview that we did a couple years ago, when, the NCAA did that to you. They forced you to go to essentially re-education to try and bully you guys because you dared to ask for separate bathrooms, where you dared to say, I don't want to change. I mean, I remember you telling the story about it taking upwards of, 15, 20 minutes to get into those suits, and you're doing that while he's standing there with his junk hanging out. In that context, I just don't understand how organizations like the LPGA continue to discriminate. I've seen the pictures of this, and I'm just going to call it what it is, this dude. I mean, the guy's massive. And he towers over these female golfers. How do they even look at that and think that's fair?
Well, they don't. They know it's not fair. Are you kidding me? The LPGA, they know that women's golf and men's golf is essentially an entirely different sport. They know that women, their drive speed is significantly less. They know the tee-off spots are even different. They know this. Same thing with the NCAA. I mean, you look at any sport, really. Basketball, the three-point line is different. The rim height is different. Gymnastics, men and women have different events entirely. In men's volleyball, the net is 7.5 inches higher. In virtually every single sport, there are handicaps, I guess we can call them, that exist, acknowledging that biological reality and biological advantages are possessed, on average, by males. But they're choosing to ignore this. They don't. It's not because they think it's right or they think it's fair. I think the LPGA largely, which I've talked to many board members, again, they have said, we can't get sued or we will go under as an organization. We don't have the funds. We don't have the finances. This isn't the PGA. It's the LPGA. And we can't support a lawsuit or our female golfers. So I think what we need to see and what we have been seeing, it's a growing movement, is people on our side,
yeah.
Women who have been discriminated against, too, which is what myself and I believe at this point 19 other athletes have signed onto this lawsuit, ultimately suing the NCAA. Because same thing, they didn't want to lose federal funding. They didn't want to have to deal with a lawsuit. So we said, fine, you know, you will face a lawsuit one way or the other. We're going to sue you. That's what we need to see.
And I think another thing we may have to see, and it's unfortunate, but I've noticed that some of these athletes, female athletes, are refusing to compete. It's unfortunate they're having to forfeit matches when scheduled to compete against these trans athletes. But that may be part of what it's going to have to take as well.
Totally. I totally agree. Again, it's tragic that I mean, oftentimes kids, we've seen it in West Virginia, where five middle school age girls, I mean, they're like 12, 13 years
right,
old.
Yeah.
It's tragic that they have to be the adults in the room, that they have to be the one to make such a drastic decision. You know, they work to be able to compete, to be able to succeed. And they're forced to ultimately say, and I remember one of the girls reached out to me and she said, am I not worthy of calling myself a champion? And my heart broke. This is a 12-year-old who thought, I mean, that's the message she received loud and clear from the people who implemented and enforced these policies, is that she didn't get to fight for first place. She was only worthy of potentially winning second place.
Mm.
It breaks my heart. But it's an effective, powerful way to say, no, enough is enough. We are not complying.
You and Caitlin Wheeler, who's an ambassador for the, look at you, the Riley Gaines Center. I mean, I'm so proud of you. But you and you and Caitlin, who's also been on the show, were recently provided testimony at the Georgia General Assembly. It sounds like they're pursuing a bill similar to what we passed here in Kansas, which, by the way, you came and helped get that accomplished. Do you think that we're at a point now, because of Democrats in Congress, that this issue is going to have to be tackled state by state?
Unfortunately, I do believe that. I'm really hoping that in November we win back the Senate. That would help a lot in
yes.
terms of getting things at least to the Oval Office on the president's desk, where if leadership maintains as it is now, then it would get vetoed anyways. But nonetheless, we need these bills to get there. We've had bills sit on, even right now, there's a Title IX Congressional Review Act that would, again, combat and abolish this rewrite of Title IX. But the Senate has 2 weeks-ish left to vote on it, but they won't vote on it because they don't want to be on record saying they don't support women. They don't support fairness or safety or privacy in areas of undressing. So they won't vote on it. So I do believe it needs to be state by state. I think states need to take decisive action. I mean, states even like California, which that's certainly wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And I understand that is an uphill battle. But in an ideal world, all 50 states pass this. And that's certainly what I've been pushing for, traveling around the country for. Just got back from Idaho, where the Governor Little, signed an executive order saying that Idaho won't comply with this Title IX rewrite, and they will follow Idaho state law. I wish more states would have leadership and take action like Idaho has and like Kansas has, quite frankly.
Amen. I know you're coming to Kansas. You'll be here on September 10th here in Wichita at the Doubletree from 7 to 9. It's an event for Kansas Family Voice, celebrating leadership and courage, an evening with Riley Gaines. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I cannot wait. I always love being in the state of Kansas. I am always met with really an overwhelming amount of just support and encouragement. I know you guys have a governor who...
Don't get me started.
Or at least, I know. So I can't wait. It's with the Kansas Family Policy, doing wonderful work, again, on the ground, fighting for ideals that represent Kansans. And so I'm very excited. We will be there on the 9th and the 10th, two separate events. And so I hope to see everyone there.
Yep, the 9th up in Kansas City, the 10th here in Wichita. If folks are interested, they get tickets at KansasFamilyVoice.com. You also have a new book out, Swimming Against the Current, Fighting for Common Sense in a World That's Lost Its Mind. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, it's wild. When you even said Riley Gaines, author, that sounds crazy to me. And even now I can say best-selling author, which is super exciting.
Oh, there you go.
But really what this book is, I mean, it's something that I wish I had, admittedly, when you know, kind of thrust into this position. I didn't know how to talk about this. I didn't understand how we got here. And I was very naive, honestly. And so this book Of course, it's a more in-depth account as to what we face at that national championships, what girls around the country, really globally, continue to face, how we got here, the impact that's been had, the trajectory of where we're going, and what we as everyday people, as common sense Americans, what we can do to combat this cultural chaos.
Well, again, if folks are interested, it's called Swimming Against the Current, Fighting for Common Sense in a World That's Lost Its Mind. Definitely this world has lost its mind. If folks want to connect with you, they can find you at RileyGaines.com and on X at Riley_Gaines_, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Riley, thank you again, and carry on the fight, my friend.
Well, I sure will. Thank you. I always appreciate you.
We'll take a quick break, and then John Luth from Americans for Prosperity Kansas will explain the details of the massive property taxes likely heading your way. Lovely. We'll be back right after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, Americans for Prosperity Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country to join together and phone into key federal races across the U.S. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central Time to phone for freedom. If you'd like more information or if you want to join the largest grassroots army in the country, visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, folks, Kansans are struggling. Many families are already feeling the squeeze. Yet, as I mentioned in my monologue, Sedgwick County Commissioners, the Wichita City Council, and the USD 259 School Board are all poised to raise property taxes. And we've heard how this is going to hurt. We know how, but it seems to be falling on deaf ears. With us now to discuss how these proposals can impact your family is John Luth from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. John, thank you for joining us, brother. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Always good to be back on the show. Always glad to chat with you about, you know, the issues impacting Kansans the most.
So let's talk. Let's start with local government. Bloat at it again. We'll start with the Wichita City Council. And I mean, I'll give credit where credit is due. Dalton Glasscock, you know, brought $3 million worth of cuts to the budget, and credit, you know, that he did so. But they're still raising taxes. Mayor Lily Wu stood as the only no vote to more than $12 million tax increase. I think Dalton voted yes just because they did accept the bulk of his cuts to the budget. But, you know, you and I both know there were a lot more cuts they could have done. And so you're still looking at a $12 million property tax increase, right?
Absolutely. And certainly, I appreciate Dalton's efforts, and I think everyone should appreciate any time we can see any movement in the direction of cutting. That's always a good thing. However, I can't celebrate that as a major victory, though, because this is kind of like the KCC with the energy stuff. They throw a really big number out, they cut it down a little bit, and they tell us that they've done us a favor while we all see our prices increase. That's not realistic. That's not sustainable. And you nailed it. This is local government bloat. What I love is that for 6-7 months, all we heard from local government especially was, oh my gosh, property taxes, property taxes, property taxes. The state needs to do something about this. Well, now here we are in the fall. Local government at a variety of levels, as you outlined, has an opportunity to make a real impact on everyday Kansans' property tax bill. And they're ready and set and going to go for a hike.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me here.
No, and again, this is all to justify new spending. I mean, it's a city. There's $2 million in the budget for the arts. $1.2 million of it is going to the new water treatment plant. And again, if we were sitting on a surplus, if we were, you know, everything was rosy and rainbows and lollipops and unicorns, then maybe you could justify that. But when we're all struggling, the economy sucks because of Bidenflation, I really don't see $1.2 million at a water treatment plant in art as core necessary functions of government spending.
Well, you nailed it there. This is the problem and has been the problem in Kansas and many other places for a long time. It's local government has decided that they're just going to be everywhere. You know, I was reading in the school bond issue with this that we closed the school. That I thought that was supposed to help us save money, but then we sold that school to another taxpayer,
for a dollar.
The city of Wichita, yeah. For a whole dollar. Yeah. We're using, why are two taxpayer-funded entities exchanging that property anyway? And why do we need to continue to hike prices if we've been shutting down schools to save money? Something doesn't smell right here, John.
Yes, no, and let's talk about the bond issue. They're pitching this as not a tax increase. That's going to be the sales. That's going to be the sales pitch, is it's not a tax increase. But I keep, and I've had people asking me, well, it's not going to raise taxes. I keep explaining to them, it's a 30-year bond. The current bond expires in 2028, which means in less than 4 years, your property taxes will go down unless they pass this bond, in which case for the next 27 years, your taxes stay the same. So it is, in effect, a tax hike.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you what, if they really don't want to call this thing a tax hike, let's call it what it is. This is an opportunity for citizens to vote for themselves a tax cut.
Right, there you go.
If you want a tax cut, vote no. Kill this thing as it stands, and you have successfully cut your taxes. There you go. That's what we're talking about here.
I love that.
The craftsmanship of their words, you know, it's not a tax hike. You're right. But it is still a sustained tax. It's an unnecessary tax. And it flies in the face of any long-term sustainable planning. They're going to pitch it as that's why they have to do it. But shouldn't that have been the idea in the first plan that's landed us here? How do we know anything's actually meaningfully changed? We don't.
Well, and nothing from, I've talked to members of the school board. Nothing has changed. They haven't, this is the plan. It's the only plan. They haven't looked at any other plan. We're talking with John Luth from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Now you look at the county, Sedgwick County commissioners are poised to do the exact same thing. Yet again, looking to almost fully capture the revenue neutral rate, essentially raising property taxes. Yeah, their talking point is, well, we cut the mill levy by 0.2%. It's, as I mentioned to a caller in the last hour, it's $4.14 for on a $100,000 house. Big deal. I mean, that doesn't even buy you a Starbucks. You know, I mean, it's that won't buy you a Happy Meal.
I was like, I don't know if you're going to McDonald's with that money.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, if you look at this. That's their talking point. Well, we lowered the mill rate. Yeah, okay, you lowered the mill rate, but you're still raising our property taxes because the bottom line is Wichita residents will be paying more in taxes. And again, it's all to justify more spending. They're spending $2 million at Exploration Place a year, $9 million at the zoo a year. And again, those are great institutions, but they're both institutions that are spending a lot on capital expenditures and could be funding them themselves.
Absolutely. You just hit on what I was going to say. You know, there's a lot of zoos across this country that are very well funded without the full force of government backing them. You know, when do we say, hey, let's let the citizenry decide what type of fun and fulfillment, activities, event centers they want, and let the market choose instead of just forcing citizens to pay up, funding things that you think they'll like or maybe that you like. And again, just you've nailed it. The never ending growth in spending it's a gluttony that is just unheard of. And again, unrealistic. No Kansan is sitting here tonight thinking, oh boy, I can't wait to spend even more money every day for the rest of my life.
Right.
No, every Kansan right now is sitting down going, gosh, how do I save every penny that I have?
Right. Not to lose my home. So John, here's the key. Folks need to make their feelings heard if they oppose these kinds of tax increases. One way they can do that is through your organization, through Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. You guys hold your national days of action. You do them, I know, twice a month. The next one is coming up next Saturday, the 7th, here in Wichita, correct?
Absolutely. We're really excited to get out there, and you nailed it. The biggest, best thing you can do if you're frustrated by the gluttony of your local governments, get out, get engaged, talk to your neighbors. And we're excited. We're going to be out, like you said, here in Wichita Saturday from, I think we have a whole day planned from about 10 a.m. to about 5 p.m. with some breaks in there to stop for some great lunch opportunities. I think last time we went to Homegrown. So we're talking good meals here. And then usually some fun and fulfillment. I don't know exactly what we have planned, but I know that movie Reagan just came out. There's a lot of interest. So maybe a chance to go get a popcorn, a drink, hang out, see that movie after a great day of talking to your neighbors.
Now, see, that sounds like fun. My wife and I will be knocking with you. We may have to actually join you for that. That would be a blast to go see that. If folks want more information, if they want to sign up, if they want to get involved, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can always reach out to us via email. It's infoks@afphq.org, or you can always find us on social media and message us there. We're AFP Kansas or Americans for Prosperity Kansas on all social media platforms.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. Carry on the fight. Keep up the good work. And of course, we'll see you guys Saturday for the next National Day of Action, brother.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Keep doing the great work, John. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break, and then when we continue, Cody Sargent, Communications Director at Heritage Action, will be with us to expose Kamala Harris's latest flip-flop. Get this. Now she supports building a wall at the border. I buy that. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Sorry about that. I lost communication there for just a second. Mic drop. Hey, you know, it's live radio. What can I say? Download the Odyssey app if you want to get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates from KNSS. And while you're at it, visit, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, if she's elected president, and please God don't let that happen, Kamala Harris now pledges to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall along the southern border. And if you believe that, I have a lovely piece of beachfront property out in western Kansas I'd love to sell you. A project she once opposed and called un-American during the Trump administration. It's the latest example of Harris's flip-flopping on her past liberal positions, you know, like supporting Medicare for all, banning fracking, and the list goes on. Proposals that aides say she now is against. Yeah, flip-flopped. John Kerry did that a lot. With us now to expose Harris's latest flip-flop is Cody Sargent, Communications Director for Heritage Action. Cody, thank you for joining us this evening.
Good evening, John. It's great to be with you.
So clearly, Harris wants to distance herself from her own administration's record on the border. You know, I spoke with Numbers USA representative in the last hour, Cody. Do you think anybody's going to buy this malarkey?
Well, John, I certainly hope not. You know, we have been calling her flip-flop Kamala, and at Heritage Action, we have exposed, as you mentioned, all of these flip-flops. But at what point is she no longer flip-flopping and she's just lying? She is just lying to the American people about her true beliefs. And I think this is why we don't see a platform on her website. She's very hesitant to answer any questions. She did her one CNN interview in which she kind of fumbled a couple of softballs that were thrown her way.
Right.
And she's hesitant to really get herself out there in front of the American people because she is performing. She is putting on, you know, an Oscar-worthy performance for leading actress in a comedy movie because she's trying to act like she is some moderate, but really Americans should know that it is all one big joke.
Well,
they
cannot
take this seriously.
So whether or not she was the quote-unquote border czar is a legitimate question for debate. But she was tapped to oversee immigration policies. She can't get away from that. And the immigration policies at the southern border has led to record immigration numbers. I mean, the facts are the facts. Now, she can claim something otherwise, but I mean, do they just think that the American voters are stupid? Is that what they're hoping?
Well, that seems to be their strategy to me. And this debate over whether or not she was a czar is, as you mentioned, really irrelevant.
Right.
I don't really care what her title was. The fact of the matter is the Biden administration put her in charge of, quote, the root causes of migration. So whether or not she was, you know, down there in charge of the wall or in charge of this or that, she did a terrible job because more than 10 million illegal immigrants have entered the country on her watch. You know, to put that in perspective, 10 million is more than the populations of 40 states. That would be about 3.5 times the size of Kansas. Okay. The entire state of Michigan is about 10 million people. That's who she's led into the country. So, you know, whether she was in charge of those quote unquote root causes or if she was in charge of, you know, being the ticket puncher at the gates, she's done a terrible job. And for them to pretend like she's somehow absolved of her position is just ridiculous. You can look at it in their own words that they made that a key part of her portfolio and she failed. And you can look at her own words in terms of what she thinks of border policy and a wall. She has called building a wall un-American, stupid, racist, these things on multiple occasions in writing, on the stage of the debate, over and over again. So really, all we have to do is show Americans her own words to show them that she's now lying to them.
We're talking with Cody Sargent, Communications Director for Heritage Action. Since you mentioned in her own words, Heritage Action recently released a video detailing the many radical positions that Harris has taken in her failed 2019 presidential campaign and since then. We'll play the audio clip from it, and then I'll let you kind of give us your take on it afterwards.
I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. We can't treat people like criminals when they're crossing the border.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
So, reduced population, Green New Deal, you know, open borders, decriminalize, ban fracking. I mean, it's all there. Gun confiscation. We know everything she said in the past. Harris told Dana Bash on CNN this week her values haven't changed. Some of her campaign positions sure seem to have, Cody.
Right. It's genuinely bizarre. I mean, I have never seen someone try to launch a new campaign for president by telling everyone to forget everything they've ever known about.
Basically,
them,
yeah.
Essentially, is what she's saying. I mean, even her speech at the DNC, she essentially said nothing. She made no mention of her time, really, as Attorney General of California, or no mention of her time in the U.S. Senate, or even as vice president, because her record is terrible. You know, as Attorney General of California, she let violent criminals out of jail. In the U.S. Senate, she was, as that video said, the most liberal senator. She was to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was the least bipartisan senator. She supported every wackadoodle, idea you can think of. And that's why she made no mention of it in the debate. And then she goes on CNN and says that her values haven't changed. Well, okay, then Americans need to know that your values are Marxist, essentially. You
right.
support making private health insurance illegal. You support banning school choice. You support opening the border. You support shutting down immigration and customs enforcement. Those are your values. So if your values haven't changed, then your policies haven't changed. And she's unable to explain how those two things coexist because she doesn't know herself. You know, this campaign is being run via press releases from anonymous aides and from a very compliant media that's pulling for her to win. And Kamala Harris is just kind of skating by and not saying anything. And I really want Americans to contrast that to President Trump and his platform that he published some time ago, laid it out point by point, and put his record against her record. And really, the choice is easy.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And that, we haven't even touched on a couple of the biggest ones for Republicans, which is she's for abortion on demand up till and after birth. She's and gun confiscation, whether you want to or not. Right. And you know, I've done this on the show every week since she became the nominee. You can go to KamalaHarris.com. I don't recommend it because the minute you do, they'll start sending you spam. But there's still no policy positions as of today. I check every week, over a month now, no plan, no policies, just lots of links on how to donate to her campaign. So here we are well over a month, and she has still yet to stake out a specific position on any policy and put it on her website.
Right, and she's unable to explain her policies because she knows they are deeply unpopular.
Right.
They're so far left that they do not make sense to the vast majority of Americans, and that's why she's unwilling to put them on paper, and we just kind of get random answers and words as we have gotten and come to expect from her as vice president. We started joking in our office last week that it's like having a magic eight ball run for president. You can ask her the same question eight times, you get eight different answers, and half of them don't make sense. That is what Kamala Harris is, and Americans just cannot trust her to be commander-in-chief.
If you
cannot explain to me why or why not you support banning fracking, if you can't answer that question, I do not trust you with the nuclear codes. It's just as simple as that.
And yet her magic eight ball is still better than Joe Biden because his is missing six numbers. So, you know, we're still better off.
I think the magic in his is completely worn out, unfortunately.
Cody, I appreciate you, brother. If folks want more information, they can visit heritageaction.com, correct?
That's right. We're one of the largest conservative organizations in the country, fighting to change laws in Washington, D.C. and in state capitals across the country. So head to heritageaction.com to check us out.
Brother, I appreciate you. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you, John. Have a great night.
We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. I want to hear from you. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And from breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radios in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest show updates. Time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
This is an opinion from a former judge, Keith M. Alber. I am a student of law whose age is 85. My first year of college was 68 years ago. One class I took was political science. A half page of my textbook essentially outlined a few steps to overturn a democracy. 1. Divide the nation philosophically. 2. Foment racial strife. 3. Cause distrust of police authority. 4. Swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. 5. Engender the military strength to weaken it. 6. Overburden citizens with more unfair taxes. 7. Encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crime. 8. Control all balloting. 9. Control all media. What was printed in 1954 as a possible diabolic nightmare has become an emerging reality. I hope that Americans will unite enough to pin a good finish.
You know, it sounds like the Democrat Party playbook to me. Jim, thank you for sticking around. Appreciate you holding and calling back. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Yes, good evening. Anyway, when you were at the border situation, as I remember it, we had a bill that was confirmed, ready to go in the Congress. And the Donald Trump took out his full choke, goose gun, double barrel, and shot that thing down, and it was dead on arrival. Nobody. And so we're going to have to wait for after the election. So all you need to do on this show is talk about what we're going to do after the election, not what was not done.
Well, there were elements of that bill that there's a bill that was prior to that is House Bill 1, HB 1, that was passed by Congress by the House. It was the first bill that they passed. That's a legitimate border bill. That really would have addressed the issues. It would have reinforced the wall construction. I mean, there's hardly any money for the wall in the quote unquote bipartisan border bill. What they passed, the bulk of the money in that thing is going towards services. It's going to help the immigrants when they come here. It's going towards adjudication. It doesn't do much to secure the border. And on top of that, it sets new standards for how many can come in each day. And so there were a lot of Republicans that didn't like the bill because they felt that why are we giving the administration a blank check to allow 5,000 in a day instead of securing the border, which is what we should be doing. The other problem is, it was a bad bill. Yes.
Put it down or change it.
Well, you can't change it because Chuck Schumer was never going to allow. He's had HB1 in his drawer for 4 years, and he just won't. He won't act on it. He won't do anything with it. And so they, you know, that Senate bill would have died in the House. It would have never gotten the time because they've got a bill. The House passed an immigration bill. So, you know, they keep saying Donald Trump killed it. Donald Trump didn't kill it. Donald Trump basically said, look, I don't think it's a good bill. Pass what you passed originally. Chuck Schumer passed the bill of the House that Congress passed. It was not a good bill. And I
former President Trump, just like I said, took out his double barrel goose gun, full choke, and shot that thing out of the sky dead.
Which
is good.
And
everybody backed off in the Congress.
Which frankly, I think if he did, I don't give him as much credit for that. I think the Republicans in Congress were also glad to have that thing die a horrible death. And it's probably the best that did die the way it did because it was a bad bill. But I don't trust that the Biden administration would have held to the standards that they set up because there was no requirements. They could have allowed 5,000 in, but there's no teeth in it. And frankly, you give Joe Biden and his administration wiggle room, and you give them an inch, they'd take a mile. Jim, I appreciate the call, though. That bill was weak. And if we're going to secure the borders, then let's start with securing the border. Let's start with finishing the wall and then go from there. And it also, you know, it also had DACA provisions in there. And frankly, DACA, I'm sorry, it's a mean thing to say, but DACA should be done away with because it was done. It didn't go through Congress. It was done by an executive fiat, by the signature of a pen, and that's not how you get things done. But, you know, what do I know? Want to remind you a couple things coming up. We have the Wichita Pachyderm Club. They've got some great things coming up at Pachyderm Club this month here in September. Congressman Ron Estes, Senator Roger Marshall will both be speaking at Pachyderm Club. Keep an eye out on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Pachyderm Club meets Fridays at noon at the Petroleum Club. It's a former Petroleum Club, the Ninth Floor Club. Keep an eye out for that. And the Sedgwick County Republican Party is holding the Grand Old Picnic. That is coming up on Saturday, the 21st. Details to come. Roger Marshall will be the featured speaker. It's going to be a great event, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturday, the 21st. The inflatables for the kids, lots of fun. It's just going to be a great evening to raise money as part of the Get Out the Vote effort, sponsored by our presenting sponsor is Senate President Ty Masterson. It's just going to be a great event, so keep your eye out for that. And also, don't forget, next week, obviously, we're not going to be here tomorrow, but Tuesday through Friday, I will be filling in for Steve McIntosh here on the morning show. Looking forward to that. See, why, I'm telling you, Phil, I'm just going to be tired, and then I got to get up and come in here next week.
I've got full confidence.
Yeah, you don't have any sympathy for me either, do you? No, I can tell. Yeah, there's not. It's good. I mean, Ted, they run that thing. I just get to come in, and it's on cruise. Those guys know, Ted and Jad know exactly what they're doing. And I just get to come in and throw in my 2 cents worth here and there. And we'll have some interviews. I think Congressman Estes is going to be with us on the air next week. So have a great week. And I'm looking forward to it. It's always fun to be on the morning show. So be a lot of fun. In the meantime, stay tuned. We've got some big guests coming for this show. And in the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.